With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. It is official. Government has snagged Georgetown land that was historically used as a fish market. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has more from Cabinet's December 17th meeting.
Starting with money, Cabinet approved the award of a one-off payment of $2,000 per employee in December at the University College of the Cayman Islands, along with cost of living adjustments and pay uplift for staff within the Ministry of Tourism and Ports, the Health Services Authority, and the Water Authority. Cayman's leaders also gave the green light for several new public roadworks and approved the purchase of land south of Bodentown Road to Pease Bay. In other land matters, they allowed the issuance of two coastal work permits, one for the construction of a new dock at Easton Heritage Beach, another for the constructions of groins, formation of pocket beaches, and rock revetment works at the public beach in Northside, south of Waterkey Road. Cabinet also approved the acquisition of two parcels along the Georgetown waterfront to, quote, ensure future protection of the property for the people of the Cayman Islands and continued use as a public fish market. In terms of legislation, it was at this meeting Cabinet approved the cruise berthing infrastructure gambling and cannabis bill for the proposed upcoming referendum, as well as for the tabling of the Customs and Border Control and National Conservation Amendment bills in Parliament. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full summary online at gov.ky. The Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce Economic Forum gets underway this morning under the theme Cayman 2035. The keynote speaker is Trinidadian economist and Caribbean expert Marla Dukeran. The forum will focus on building a future-ready workforce, sustaining economic success, and enhancing the quality of life. New year, new music at the library. The Nathan Herrera Trio treated the packed-out crowd to something a little different than what Cayman Arts Festival fans are used to, with a flamenco guitar show featuring a myriad of music, from tango to rumba.
That was a solea, la fuente, which ever was in the style of a solea, which they call that the style, the mother of flamenco.
CAF's Glenn Ananga tells Radio Cayman it was a great way to ease into February's annual arts festival, which, in addition to the regular classical lineup, will feature some unique offerings for 2025.
Yeah. We have diversity. Our program for February events that we have coming up, and people should really come out and have a really amazing time.
The festival is February 6th through the 15th, featuring local and international powerhouses. You can find out more at caymanartsfestival.com. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.